Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
And I think we have a special guest, so I'm just going to throw it over to Gavin and see what happens.
Yeah, here he is. Throw up the X, 88, Dez Bryant joining you on 105.3 The Fan. And a good afternoon, sir. Thanks for jumping on with us.
Hey, man. Thank you guys for having me. Got going on today.
Well, you know, we're excited for a football Friday here with the Cowboys going into the playoffs. How is it for you? We know you've been a big fan of this football team, obviously, before, as a player. How excited are you to have the Cowboys back in the playoffs?
Oh man, I'm extremely excited. You know, first and foremost, I want to give a huge shout out to, you know, Will McClay, you know, doing the awesome job that he do, you know, going out there getting dogs, you know, to add more value to that team, to, you know, had the best chances to, you know, to go after the Super Bowl. So big salute to him. Big salute to the Joneses. Big salute to everybody over there. Big salute to the players, Dak, Zeke, all them guys, man. I love what you guys doing. You know, I'm there damn near every home game. I got my suite. You know, I love watching them guys. They got a good-ass chance. They got a good chance of going to that big game.
If Coop or CD makes a catch towards the end of the game that's the exact same as the one you made 7 years ago, and I am calling it a catch, Will it be called a catch?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. What's his name? Dan Bandino?
Dean Blandino.
Elf him. Nah, I'm just joking. I'm just joking.
That anniversary was recent. What was it like seeing that come across social media so much?
Oh, you know, it's always mixed emotions, you know, but at the same time, you got to look past those things, and it's great to be a part of history. But you know, I hate that it had to be on that side, but it's still great. You know, as you said earlier, the world know that I caught it. You know, I absolutely did catch it. You know, I'm glad to see the NFL change the rule. You know, so they can get out of the way and you know, let receivers do what receivers do.
Now, Dez, how much energy are you putting into trying to play football again? Like, is that something that you'll try next year? And then how much energy are you spending on? I know you're the founder of Personal Corner, and we bribed you to call in because I'm sure you'd love to talk about that, so feel free to. But How much energy is going into you'd still like to play in the NFL, and how much is going into Personal Corner?
Oh, man, absolutely. I would love to still play in the NFL. I feel like I still got the willpower. I don't think that's a question. You know, one of the biggest problems that I always have with the league was the business side, you know, with football. You know, and I say that not to discourage nobody, especially not a player. You know, everybody go through their own situations. You know, I just know for me, I'm an athlete, and what I love to do is just show athletes, you know, how to, you know, build a brand, make sure they're taking care of their priorities, because I had to learn. You know, like everybody, you know, a lot of athletes just focus on, you know, the glitz and glamours, and they don't really see the true side of the business side, you know, because all we care about is making plays on the football field and blah, blah, blah. As years pass, before you look up, you're like, damn, what did I really do for myself? You know, and, you know, I've noticed that. I caught grasp of that early, you know, by midpoint in my career, and I went through a lot of, you know, dealing with a lot of business stuff, you know, negotiating deals and things like that. I feel like I learned a good part of that. So I was just taking those things and teaching these things to the athletes. And when Web3 came about, you know, I just felt like, hey, man, why not just, you know, build a solid team, build a real team, and get around some like-minded people to create something special for these athletes, you know. Like I said, personal corner, you know, it's for the athletes, by the athletes. I'm teaching these guys how to own their assets. Most of these guys don't have a clue what the hell an asset is. You know, we just have all of this money and really don't know how to use it. We don't know how to spend it, you know, to make more. And, you know, that's one of the reasons why I created it. And the second reason, you know, I want these guys to own their IP. I want them to own their intellectual property. I want them to own anything that, you know, anything they can own if they name associated with it. So that's one of the big reasons. That's the, you know, the 500-foot view of, you know, why I started when I started.
You know, Des, I've been into crypto for about a year or so as well, and it was really fun to watch you get involved. And then some of the biggest names in NFTs and crypto really embraced you, and that was really awesome to watch. What was it for you that really hooked you at the start? What was the first project that you looked at or the first conversation you had that was like, whoa, how? This looks like something I really want to get into.
I'm going to be honest with you, man. It was just the blockchain. The understanding of blockchain, you know, Web3, you know, just ownership and just having that opportunity to own some of you. And, and I know, like I said, I'm an athlete, so I still got that athlete aura about me, you know, and I want to use that as my advantage to get these guys to, you know, to understand what the blockchain is really meant to do. You know, a lot of these NFT companies, I'm not going to call anybody out, but a lot of these NFT companies, what they do is they do these deals with these athletes. Let me give you USD dollars. Let me give you 100 to 300,000 to do your NFTs, but not give you the option to accept how you want your money. Like, a lot of these guys don't even understand what a MetaMask is. They have no clue. They don't understand. They don't know what Coinbase. They don't know any of that stuff. You know, and I ask those questions. Like, if I'm doing a deal, I want my shit in Ethereum. My bad for the cousin. You know, I want it in Solana. I want it in that. You know, I want my choice of pay. And those guys don't understand that. They just see the bright lights and yeah, I want to do that. You know, and I'm just trying to, you know, get them to understand, you know, because education is a huge part of what I'm doing too as well. You know, so, yeah, man. So the first project really was mine back in 2016. And when the blockchain came about, I was like, oh, my God.
Wow, 16.
This just fell in my lap, you know. Let me just implement the blockchain into something that, you know, I kind of feel like we was already creating NFTs. Before NFTs, we called them digital goods. And, you know, I got the whole spec. I can show, you know, I'm not boosting that. I'm probably not giving you guys 10% of, you know, what's been done from 16 all the way up to now. You know, it's been a process. And, I would say Personal Corner. But if I did have to say a project, I probably would say Bored Apes. You know, Bored Apes and Alba Stars. You know, shout out to Jimmy McNeil. You know, that's my mentor. He moved from Cali. He lived out here to Dallas. He is the NFT guru. Speaking of Jimmy, he's actually calling me right now.
Can we get a couple more minutes with you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right on.
Des, I wanted to ask you, you were such an emotional player, an emotional person, and these games were always so big and huge for you. If Mike McCarthy asked you to speak to the team, what would your message be to them about your experience and what you kind of the things that you've experienced and how you would kind of talk them through that?
As far as the playoffs?
Yeah, just as far as what the things that you've been able to do. Yeah, your experience and how much these games mean to you.
Oh man, first and foremost, you know, I keep it real, real blunt. One and done. It's one and done. It's a tournament to where, you know, it's a tournament. You got to prepare. You got to prepare physically. You got to prepare mentally. And you got to understand that every play counts. And, you know, you can't get too high. You can't get too low when, you know, adversity hit. You know, you got to stay the course. You got to understand that it's a long game. And you got to be very confident, not only in the game plan, but in your actions, you know, on the field, your approach. You know, the whole aspect of how you want to be seen, you know, getting ready for that game.
Now, does,
Sorry
about that. Did somebody told me that the Cowboys are undefeated this year when you're in the building. Is that true? And will you
that
be in the
true.
Building? Will you be in the building?
I will be in the building. You know, I got some other high-profile guys that's coming in the suite with me. We're going to be supporting. Supposedly Stephon and Emmanuel Sanders and a couple of more guys supposed to be coming, you know, after those guys finish with their game tomorrow, you know, supporting Trayvon, you know, that's part of it, you know, athletes supporting athletes, you know, real organic, you know, like a real thing, building real brotherlyhood, you know, I mean, you know, a brotherhood, you know, and we supporting both teams too. San Fran and the Cowboys, but at the end of the day, let me be biased real quick. We're really supporting the Cowboys.
There you go.
Des, we're supporting the Cowboys.
There you go. You were with Dak when he was young, a rookie. Talk about the growth you've seen of him as a quarterback from when you were playing with him to the guy that's going to pilot your team on Sunday against the 49ers.
Yeah, man. I watched Dak grow tremendously. You know, you could tell just by his demeanor. You know, he took those reins and, you know, he's ran with it. You know, those guys respect him. You can tell. You don't have to be in that locker room to see the impact that he has over not only those guys but Cowboy Nation. You know, and all credit to him for that. So those guys gonna go out there and play for him. You know, Dak's still improving. You know, sometimes I look at him and I'd be like, damn. You know, I'd be like, damn, you know, I didn't think he can get better, but he's getting a lot better, and he keeps getting better, and he can only get better. You know, he has no limit to, you know, where he can go, and I feel like he's going to go out here, and he's going to have a good mindset, and I think he's going to really put on a show for the people. You know, come on, Dak, come on, bring, you know, move us to the next round. Let's go.
Last thing, Des, once upon a time you owned a capuchin monkey named Dallas. Do you keep in touch? Do you still FaceTime him? How's he doing? Do you know?
I'll tell you this. He's doing good. He's in good hands.
Any plans to make an NFT out of him? The apes are popular.
Oh, man. See, look, thank you for that idea.
You
man.
Got it. You got it, buddy. I'll be first in line with my MetaMask.
I really didn't think about that. Yeah, I'm going to have to sleep on that one.
Well, listen, thanks so much for checking in. Thanks for your thoughts. Best of luck to you. Do we just go to personalcorner.io or something like that to follow up on your projects?
Absolutely. Go to it's personalcorner.io. That will be our marketplace. Personal Corner NFT. That's where you go. Get the Juggernaut NFT. And you guys might want, and anybody that's listening, you got a MetaMask wallet. I promise you it's a great investment. I hate that I feel like I'm selling something, but I'm just out here proving a point. You know, it's athlete ownership. We're taking this money to continue to keep building the project. Not only are we taking the money to continue to keep building the project, we also increasing value. We're giving people assets, true assets, you know, of your favorite. And, I can speak more to that the next time you guys bring me in.
Hey.
You know, but yeah, you know, this is a dope organic project, you know, that's for the players, by the players.
I love it.
All sports that you love.
You're doing great work there. I think it's going to be a tremendous blessing for a lot of the young players that you can reach. We'll be pulling for you and have fun on Sunday. Go Cowboys.
Yes, sir. Go Cowboys. Let's get it.
Right on. Great to hear from Des Bryant right here on a Football Friday going into Wild Card Weekend on 105.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.